During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now, here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickled to death to be with you this Saturday and every Saturday. I hope about the same time. Tell a friend. Tell them, say, I kind of like that guy. And then, or you can tell them, say, I kind of hate that guy. Whatever you want to do. But you got to love my co-host here, Mark Tobin, one of the greatest humans to walk the face of the earth. Dashing debonair, has the greatest lawn service of anybody in Kansas City. Can outperform, outjump, outshoot anybody in America. Outfish, walks on water if it's frozen.
Fred, you are so full of it.
Wow.
You're in rare form today.
Wouldn't you think that's true?
Oh, yeah, I am. Definitely, yeah.
Take credit for yourself every once in a while.
I bring donuts.
You bring donuts. That's the only reason I said nice things, because you brought donuts this morning.
The show caught me off guard here. I was just sampling some pickled fish.
Kelly Kurtz is in here with us, and he's been up north, A. You got to say North Dakota, A.
Yeah, A.
And brought some pickled. What did you think of it? You tried
it. I love it. It's fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. Yep.
Are you saying it because you're within striking distance?
No, yeah. It's that good. I love it.
What's it compared to?
I've never had anything like it. It's definitely a pickled, so it's got that tartness to it. But, you know, the fish is very mild and picked up all the seasonings, whatever kind of seasonings he uses. That I tell you, Mike Boddicker, he was the first one to tell us about this.
Yes, he was.
He would be proud. I think he would like that.
Mike Boddicker, we call him. He just lives a block away or so. We get him up here.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Boddicker, get up here immediately.
Free samples.
Free samples. Okay, now, Kelly, you're up north. Amber, I'm sorry. I didn't introduce you in here, too.
Oh,
you
know. That's okay.
Amber was with us, what, 3 weeks ago?
Four weeks ago.
I got more calls off your radio, off your interview, than anything I've been here from the get-go.
Well, you're going to have to just have me on as a regular.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll come back as often as you want.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can get you something in your pay slip, too.
Okay.
The Dining with Dogma.
Dining with the Dogma.
The book is out.
The book is here.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Hardback book.
Good looking. And full color all the way through.
Amazon.
You can order it on Amazon. It'll take them 4 weeks or so to get it to you.
Ooh, good Christmas
gift.
But if you
order it from my website, diningwithdog-ma.com, I ship twice a week.
Oh, nice.
So you can order it from me, and if it comes from Amazon, it's not going to be autographed. If you order it from my website,
it's going to be autographed.
Sweet.
Rick Hirsch is listening up in Oregon, Missouri. I think he wants a copy of this book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think so.
Well,
Rick would go.
Yeah, he'd have to have that.
He's got a dog.
Yeah.
He's got that. What is that, a beagle?
Yeah.
He keeps in the gas station.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the other thing. 2 weeks from tomorrow is the big book signing, book release party that's being hosted by the Uptown Theater.
Oh, sweet.
And Simon will be there, and it's open to the public.
Simon the Wonder Dog.
Simon the Wonder Dog. And he'll be there. If you go to my website on the home landing page, it talks about the book release. It opens at 3 o'clock to the general public, 3 to 4:30. There is a VIP hour from 2 to 3.
We'll be there.
And so all you have to do, you decide how much you want to pay for your VIP ticket. Minimum of $1, and however much somebody wants to pay. We'll have some appetizers and some things during that VIP hour. And 100% of the money that's raised from the VIP tickets goes to the Against All Odds Animal Rescue in Hamilton, Missouri, which is where Simon grew up.
That's awesome.
J.C. Penney from Hamilton, Missouri.
Is he?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Nobody knows it but me. This guy, Jacques Poinet, we used to call it when we go down shopping. My old pair of blue jeans. Kelly, we're in a world. Let's go through this pickled fish. Boddicker's his fault. He's the one who got us off on this whole tangent. The process is very involved, isn't it, to pickle fish?
Yeah, you take your fillets, you got to brine them for 72 hours in salt, and then you take them out, rinse them off lightly, and then you brine them for another 48 in apple cider vinegar.
Wow.
And then you make you use your spice. I just use a jarred spice. It's just pickle spice is all it is, sugar and apple cider vinegar, and you boil it, let it cool. You put your fillets in the jar, and then it's a layer of fish, layer of onion, layer of fish, and then you put your cold brine on top of your fish, and you put it in the refrigerator for 5 days.
Good gosh.
Before you can eat it. So it takes about 3 months to make it to where you can eat it for 5 minutes. So. But I really like it.
You like it?
I love it. Yeah.
Some people do. Yeah. Some people don't.
I'll go get a fork during the break and you'll try it.
Yeah. I eat the onions out of it first. Oh, the onions are my favorite. I
can see that.
But the fish is excellent. And you can do it with any fish, but I like it with the northern.
Yeah, just regular salt. Brine salt or what? Is sea salt?
It's canning salt.
Yeah.
And to get your mixture right in your brine, you want to put enough salt in your water to where you can drop an egg in it and the egg will float.
Oh, wow.
That's how you tell if it's salty enough.
All right.
It's the density, you know. And then, like I say, 72 hours in the refrigerator, and then another 48, and then you finally get a can it, and then 5 days later you eat it.
Well, that's an involved process.
Yeah. Amber, would Simon eat this?
He would, except he can't have onions.
Really?
Dogs cannot have onions.
Why can't they have onions?
They're very, very toxic. Onions, chives, garlic, they can't have.
Well, I'll be darned.
That's in the book.
That is in the book.
Wow.
The whys and the why nots.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
But he loves fish.
Any kind of fish. I'll be darned.
Any kind of fish.
Don't put no bones in it, though.
No.
You got to be very careful about those dogs.
Yeah.
You were just up there. I saw pictures of huge northerns, I thought. Yeah. Weren't they big?
Yeah, they were pretty good size. We never really took a big one. I mean, they were 34, 35 inches.
Yeah.
Anything 40 plus is what we consider big up there.
But, 40 yeah. plus?
And we didn't have any this trip. Last time we had a 43-incher, but this time about 35 inches was the biggest.
No, barely
and the
keepable.
The walleye weren't all that big this time either. Probably 22 or 3 is the biggest that we had.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
You can only keep one walleye over 20 inches a day. Hmm. But we'd go out at night with jig heads and minnows, and we were casting open water under culverts.
What?
That's how, yeah.
You were ice fishing.
We were, but there's open water up there everywhere.
That's not what I want to hear if I'm going ice fishing.
Was there snow up there?
Yeah, we had 2 inches of snow Wednesday night up there. Yeah.
I mean, is it a lot of snow?
No, there wasn't a bit of snow anywhere.
Well, I want snow because it raised baby ducks.
Yeah, it's dry, extremely dry up there.
Yeah.
But there was a few small lakes that still had anywhere from 8 to 14 inches of ice, but the ice was getting pretty rotten. Hmm. It's just going to be walkout only, but we took our wheelers out, but... The spearing was very good this time. Of course, this time of year, it really gets good. Early ice and late ice is the best as far as fishing in the Dakotas. But
early ice and late ice means thinner ice, though.
Well, yeah. that doesn't bother me. A lot of people are scared of it.
But well, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah, I would too.
I'd just go right on out.
I saw a video of a guy pulling a 3/4-ton Ford pickup out of the ice.
And the only, yeah. Yeah. I saw that. Well,
yeah, and there was an ice house they'd left out too long, and it had fell through. Just the roof of it was sticking out there in that one lake. But
yowza.
Yeah,
is this deep water you're fishing?
10 to 12 feet.
Is there deeper water?
Oh yeah, you bet. Yeah, we speared 20 foot of water out there on this called Lake Bitter. It's 30,000-acre lake, and we speared 20 foot, but we have to get a longer spear. We normally use a 6 foot, and we have to use an 8 foot and 20.
So if you miss that fish, which you guys probably don't, do you?
Oh, occasionally. Not as much as I used to.
But so if you miss him, is it screwed up now for an hour? You're not going to have any more fish around?
No, heavens no. I've had three fish in a hole, and you'll spear one of them, and the other two will just sit there and look at the decoy.
My kind of fish. Dumbass fish.
I need to do that. I went fishing in Canada probably 15 or 20 years ago, and I caught a 32-inch northern.
Dang.
And
boy,
I thought, and I'm only 60 inches tall.
Yeah. Half your size.
It was over half my height.
Would you classify yourself, Amber, as vertically challenged?
Totally. That's why I wear high heels. It's my way of fighting back.
There you go. I'm so sad this morning. I'm down in the mouth. We're losing our producer.
I know.
Now, this kid might be about as good as we've ever had.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
And I just love the deck. I can't believe the ship just gets sailing and he bails off.
I know.
It's got a leak somewhere, I think. He think he knows better. Right. You know, he said, this thing's going to sink. And
he can only take so much of us.
Well, that's true. You know, but he's a good kid.
He is. Very professional.
I have an old saying about good kids, but I can't say it on the air. It would, maybe I will. No, I better not. my dad taught me this saying years ago. But
well, Becca, want to thank you.
You've been wonderful.
You've been a delight, yeah.
You've been a wonderful producer.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
You guys are funny for being old.
Yeah. Oh.
Right,
good.
Right to the vein of the neck.
I hit 73 February 28th, and you hit
66
on last Tuesday?
Monday.
Yeah. You're getting old, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling it, too. I need to get one of Chef Amber's dog cookbooks. I think that might improve my health.
Might perk you up just a little bit.
It might.
Yeah.
It's good
she
stuff.
Looks like she's 21.
Right.
God bless you.
What's this? I got to take a break. We got to get out of here. I want to talk to you about, you got an offer of a movie or a part in a deal?
A TV show.
Woo.
Yeah, I've been cast on a TV show.
Bask in your aura. Wow. Oh, cool. Hey, we're brought to you by HSM. If you guys have not shot this fantastic ammunition, you should. Hunting Shack, Montana. It was at Hunting Shack Munitions. It's been everything, but these are the most accurate loads I've ever shot. I enjoy shooting them more than you will ever know. I'm shooting this, what they call low recoil. Kelly, I'll give you something. Have you got a .243?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
I'm going to get you some.
I built an AR-10 there.
Did you?
A couple summer years ago.
You aren't going to believe this stuff. I mean, it is unbelievable for the accuracy. It's a little learning curve with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you re-scope, but re-sight in, but there's nothing like it. I lit up a coyote with it, it's been about 3 weeks ago, and I mean, it chunked him. I was so proud of myself. He's a long ways away running. I couldn't hit a school bus that far. Just thought I'd shoot at him, and I croaked him. And, man, it chunked him. It knocked a hole through him, like I couldn't believe. But this, the accuracy of this, I take it down to the range there by my house every once in a while. You got to really watch it because you shoot hole into the hole into the hole. And that is, for
that's
me, at 73 years old, it's the bullet. It ain't the human behind the gun, I will guarantee you. But, ladies and gentlemen, start looking for this stuff for you, especially you deer hunters, when accuracy, which is so important, well, anything with gun is, you know, the only gun that's interesting is an accurate gun. And you need to shoot HSM. And we've had those guys in there, Boyd and all of them, and I'd like to get them back anytime they're welcome to. But go to their website, HSM Ammunition. You will not believe how good these people really, really are, how involved they are. It's a hand load from a factory box is basically what I could say. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with you.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Are
you
playing that for a tribute to our producer?
What you gonna do when they come for you?
I imagine they got him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a bracelet? My producer. No bracelet. Okay. All right.
So it's not because of the law.
We went on the way down this morning. There was cops. Everybody stopped.
Yeah. My way too. Yeah.
Yeah. And what was that all about?
Yeah.
Operation Dogma.
Sting operations going on everywhere.
Hey, we are brought to you by Sure Ag, the greatest Do you like these guys, these Shurag guys up at Four City?
Absolutely. We use them.
You use them on your farm?
Yeah, my dad and I do. Yeah.
Savannah, Osborne, Four City, and Plattsburgh. They're the finest humans to walk the face of the earth. They're too professional. He's almost as professional as Tobin is when he comes to the lawn service. Well, not that good, but they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, but they're just a strange bunch of humans. We just love them to death up there in Holt County. They're strange. Most of them got one eye, them guys, and you know, some of them show up and they're wearing their bikini panties, which is kind of weird, but if they're out there spraying fertilizer, but if that's what trips their trigger, help themselves. But whatever your needs are, these are the fine people. These are good ones. Old Four City Bobcats, some of them.
Yeah.
You know, Savannah Savages. I don't know what Osborne is. I suppose they're the Pirates or something.
Yeah,
I suppose.
I don't know what they are.
And Plattsburgh, I wouldn't have the foggiest idea about them. But these are the pros. These are the guys you want on your farm. They're professional. They will not leave. If you have a problem, they'll come back and fix it. Whatever your needs are. You better get on your saddle right now and get in talking to these guys, because this is not going to be too far away. The weeds will come hither. So, Shurag, again, Savannah, Osborne, Four City, and Plattsburgh. I've been using them now for, 20-some years? And I slipped one time and had another guy, but he didn't work out too good. So I went back to him. I don't know why I left him, to be honest with you. I always wonder about that. I'm not normal, you know. But I just love these guys. Do pros with the pros. 115 years of service between the managers of the. They come up and look at your weed and go, that's a blah, 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 blah weed. And then you go, okay. And they get the chemical to spray it, and they do it right and do it accurate. And love them to death on the deal. So I, in the break, I took a bite of pickled Northern. Orgasmic would be the terminology.
Never heard that one on the fish, but yeah, it's pretty close.
Is it? And it was an intense orgasmic experience. Yeah, I might not know, telling you in the deal.
And it lasted long.
We have a lady present.
Oh, I'm talking about the flavor.
Okay. I was thinking that my mind went off in the ditch there for a little bit.
Gentlemen, I have four brothers and I was in the military. There isn't much I can do.
I was both that. now you got to go through this one more time. This is involved.
Well, and you said you use any. Have you ever done a real flaky meat like crappie?
Yeah, you can do it with any fish.
Is that the brine firm it up?
Yep.
Yeah,
any of it will. It just that sets it in and makes it more firm. Yeah, and I know you're not going to believe it, but I don't Y bone those smaller ones like that when we pickle it. You never knew that until I told you that. But there's actually bones in that.
Well, they're just dissolved.
They are that vinegar.
That vinegar.
It dissolves the bones. Yeah, the smaller Northern is what you want to pickle, and we don't Y bone them. We just fillet them and I chunk it. It's just, and there's bone in that. It's just,
he's trying to kill us.
He's trying to kill you, but I was hilarious when I first tried it years ago. He said, I saw him do it, and I thought, well, I said, where are all those bones going? And they're gone. There is no trace of them whatsoever.
Funny how vinegar does that.
Yeah, that's why you do it with the cider vinegar. I mean, you leave it in there, and it's gone. Hmm. No, it just dissolves everything, the salt and the vinegar. It just.
Now, you brine it for how long?
72 hours in salt water, 48 hours in apple cider vinegar. Then you put your pickling spices and apple cider vinegar and sugar. You boil it.
Boil it.
Boil the brine, and then you put your fish, onion to the top, and then you pour your brine over the top of it. Seal it off, put it in the refrigerator for 5 days, and it'll be ready. And the longer it sets, the better it gets. I mean, it's like everything else. That's probably 2.5 weeks that's been brining.
Boy, that's good.
It's it's incredible.
Well, I
I'm going to learn this technique.
You're too impatient.
This is true. I want to eat it right now.
Yeah. I understand through my sources that you were out of the state fishing this week.
I was.
Where'd you go?
Went down to Okeechobee. I went down to Worcester, Oklahoma, fished Worcester Lake with my buddy Jeff Williams. He was business partners with Toby Keith. Toby, before he died, had been looking for a lure company, and Lucky Strike Lure Company came up for sale, and Jeff told Toby about it. So Toby bought it and made Jeff his business partner. And then, unfortunately, Toby passed, and they're still carrying on with the Lucky Strike brand. This was Toby's love. He just loved fishing. He was quite the cat fisherman. He'd rather catfish than just about anything.
I don't blame him.
But they're moving forward. They're just building up their inventory before they really go public with it. They just have this real strong belief that they didn't want orders to come in and not be able to fulfill them. So they're spending all their resources on production right now. But it'll be in the next few months they'll have a kickoff and start promoting the lure company. But he had a kind of a cute little story. One of the first times that he went fishing with Toby, they were fishing a dock, around a dock at Grand Lake. And they were fishing for crappie, and they were catching quite a few. And the dock owner came down, and real nice guy, asked him if they'd catch any fish. And Jeff said, yeah, we're catching some, and told him what he were catching them on. And he stopped, and he looked at him and said, are you Jeff Williams? Jeff laughed. Well, yeah. He's like, you do the fishing report down here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never said anything to Toby. So Toby drove. They drove away. Toby said, well, I'll be damned. I never had that happen to me in my life. So then he offered Toby a cigar, and Toby took him up on it. Well, all he had was Swisher Sweets. And so he gave him a Swisher Sweet to, you know, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I haven't had one of those before I started my career. But, yeah, he fell in love with Jeff, and they had a great relationship.
So. Yeah. Well, have they got anything new? I mean, anything
All kinds of stuff. Oh, talking about new, have you seen what Cody Van Atten is doing down in Warsaw with catfishing?
Yes.
Have you seen this, Kelly? Uh-huh. You're not going to believe this. He just came out this week with this secret that he has come up with. You know, a lot of these guys that fish for blue cat, they use a bobber to float the bait up off the bottom.
Sure.
You know, blue cat, or they'll eat off the bottom, but they're a predator. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if the bait's off the bottom, that's all the better. So that's what he's done. But he came up with, he's got a stick bait. He calls it a floating minnow. It looks kind of like a stick bait, like a Zarus spook or something along that shape.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's probably 4 or 5 inches long. And then he's got a prop on the back of it. So if there's any kind of movement at all, that prop, it really wobbles and flashes. So you got vibration and noise and the visual part of it.
Makes sense.
He ties a trailer behind it, and that's where he has his bait.
Makes sense.
So instead of using a bobber, he's using that bait.
Well, good idea.
As an attractant. He had over a 60-pound fish this week, a bunch of 40 pounds. It looks like it's really
blue
something.
Cat.
Yeah, blue cats.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But
wow.
He's selling them down there in Warsaw. Go to Cody's Facebook page if you want to see this. And he's selling this bait down there. I'm kind of surprised. Well, I guess I know why he's doing this. He's promoting it because he's selling it. But, you know, this is such a revolutionary kind of a deal with catfishing.
Wow.
I wouldn't, if I had a secret like that, I don't know that I'd be sharing it quite this quick.
We can share it with all three of our listeners.
Yeah, right.
We got three.
But we caught some crappie down there, fished up a river up there in Worcester, and it's just a beautiful little place.
Catching quality?
No, not. I mean, you know, some 12-inch fish is about it. We didn't catch any real monsters like that lake is famous for, but we didn't have a lot of time to fish either. He had conference calls and radio shows he's been doing because of this Lucky Strike deal. So, any time is a good time.
Yeah. Well,
on the water.
On the water and out of state, too. It's kind of different.
Yeah, right. You
kind of get away from it all.
Yeah.
On a deal.
Exactly.
So that's just pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
I like Jeff Williams.
Yeah,
he's a good human.
Top notch.
Yeah. Not too many good humans left, is there?
Well, he is one of them for sure.
Are you not going to make the Kansas Open today?
No, but that is today.
Yeah.
And we've got a guy that's been doing some repairs on my dock at my lake house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's. Needs some help with a little something today, and he needs some money. So,
money.
I've got to get down there. But it's today, Open Season Sportsman's Expo. One of the keynote speakers down there today is going to be Fred Ramsey.
At noon.
Very own at noon, with Joe Falco. It's at the Overland Park Convention Center. Today they're open from 9 till 6, and tomorrow it's 9 till 3. So it's there's a ton of vendors down there. They've got deer scoring. It's going to be a lot of fun. So get down there, and if nothing else, go give Fred some hell.
Yeah, everybody will. Just belch, pass gas, make obscene gestures at me. Free parking.
Free parking, that's right. Byron Ferguson, the archery trick shooter, is going to be there. And he's just worth
phenomenal.
The price of admission
right
there. Yeah. And there's just all kinds of – you can still get on their website and look and see what's all going to be out there today. But it's going to be a little chilly today, a little windy, so what the heck – wait and go fish until next week and get out there to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo today.
Open yesterday. I wonder what the attendance was.
I know. I didn't get to talk to Joe.
I was going to call Joe, and I knew he was there, and I forgot to call him.
I did the same thing.
I love Joe, but I forgot
to
call him.
He's the best.
Yeah. Well, what the hey. Hey, we're going to talk about dining with Dogma here in just a minute. We got to take a little break. Got the book out. I've got it in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers right now. This was Simon. Simon takes a good picture.
You know, he is camera shy, and I shot all of the pictures in the book. I took all the pictures in the book, but I could not wrangle him because we were laying on the floor, and I couldn't wrangle him and the camera, so I hired somebody to come and shoot this, and he took probably 300 pictures.
Oh, my gosh, really?
And Simon kept doing the slow roll because I had my right arm over his back, and he just kept...
He don't want to be famous.
And, well, too late, buddy.
We're brought to you by King City Lumber, kingcitylumber.com. You need an outbuilding, which who doesn't? Go to their website. You'll be there for about 20, 30 minutes like I was. And I just keep. If you don't see what you want, I'll help you design it. kingcitylumber.com, Marty Monty Tunks, some of the finest humans in America. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with you.
Mama always said I was born on the wild side.
What'd your mama say?
One foot in the flames. And
well,
the
she referred to more, it was Toby, the older one in the family. He was definitely born on the wild side.
Was he?
Yeah.
You were a mild, pleasant individual in the family.
I was. I was more
really?
Like my dad, yeah.
Oh, I'll be darned. Yeah. I don't know where I would classify it as, what was there, eight of us in our family? I suppose I was a wild. I don't know. I suppose I was. You know,
boy. Are you sure you weren't adopted?
I could have been, but boy, I giggled way too much. I had too much fun.
Cruising through life,
harking on the plains of Northwest Missouri. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
What was harking?
I'll tell you when you get older. Chief Chef Amber is in here. G Giovanni. Is that close?
That's pretty good.
I didn't do bad. Last time I butchered it.
Now, if you hold your hand like this when you say Di Giovanni.
There you go.
It's easier.
That's good, isn't that a beautiful Italian name?
It is.
I really like that.
Listen to some of the things that she has done. She was the prior executive chef and project manager for the Compass Group USA optimization team. She was a prior executive chef at Lake Regional Health System, prior executive chef at the historic Uptown Theater Complex. She's a cookbook author. She's a speaker, four-generation family culinarian. She is a U.S. Air Force veteran, member of the American Culinary Federation. She's a lifetime member of the Girl Scouts of USA. She's a former member of the National Speakers Association, former affiliations with ROTC and Civil Air Patrol. And her dog, Simon, which is not with us today, he has stayed home today, is the CTO of her corporation. CTO is the chief tasting officer.
It's true. All of that is true.
So what the heck have you not done?
I'm also in the movie Truman with Gary Sinise.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's his new gig you got going?
Well, I formed my new corporation about the 1st of November, and about 2 weeks after I formed it, the only people that knew that the book was imminent was in my very small inner circle. Nobody, nothing on the internet, nothing, no website, no nothing. And I got a message through Instagram from the Blocks. It's actually, I think their company's called Beta Blocks. And actually, the founder of the show lives in Leawood.
Oh, wow.
And so he's the creator, and he had made a splash apparently in some sort of reality TV a long time ago. And so he started this, it's a startup competition that's masquerading as a reality TV show without all the drama and the weird stuff that happens on a lot of reality TV. Mm-hmm. And it's a competition, and they bring in all these really highly successful entrepreneurs to work with all the people that have been cast. And with the crew and the competitors, there's almost 100 people on site all the time.
Wow.
And so they reached out to me and said, we'd like you to consider applying to be on our show. And I sat on it for 3 days. I didn't say a word to anybody because I thought it was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it was the real deal. And I had a 2-month interview process.
Gee,
and yeah, it was intense. And so at every juncture of the interviews, they eliminate 50% of the people in the pipeline. And then they cast me. I don't know how many people they went through.
So you got to go to Tulsa for this?
We're going to film in Tulsa the last week of June and the first day or two in July.
Wow.
And so it's really cool.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm basking in your aura.
Do you have any idea what this is going to be? I mean, what it's going to be like? What are you going to be doing?
Well, there are different projects that you compete against the others, and there are daily people that are, they call them bloxers, that are the daily bloxers that won that particular day. And then there's a monetary cash prize at the end of it. I don't know how much that is, but you know what? When you're on a show like this, it's like being on Shark Tank. There are no losers.
There are zero losers. Yeah.
And it airs on MTV, and it's now available on Amazon Prime.
Whoa, cool.
So it's kind of a big deal. I'm hoping it leads to some other stuff. And then I'm also working with a production company here in Kansas City to put together what they call a sizzle reel. It's really just a demo reel of a abbreviated mock-up of a TV show. I live in a tiny home. I have a 35-foot Bluebird bus named Birdie the Bus that I converted to a house.
A Baptist bus.
I bought it from the First Baptist Church of Lee Summit, Missouri. And in their ad, they said, how can you go wrong with a bus that has been blessed by the backsides of so many Baptists?
Right, yeah. Defense rest.
And I said, that bus has some good karma. And
evidently.
And hear this. It only had 60,000 miles on it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
A Cummings engine and an Allison transmission.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing. So I did Simon's DNA. There's a big DNA database out there. And I did his DNA. We have now found 37 of his relatives.
Oh, my gosh.
So the show that I want to do is about feeding Simon, traveling on the bus, and going to meet his relatives.
Oh, that's too cool.
Would that be fun?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
And then this production company is going to pitch it to different networks.
Okay, let's get back to book on this thing, because this is cool. Why? I mean, when you had Simon, you probably was feeding him like we would with Purina or whatever, Alpo or whatever, and you just didn't like the way he was performing, or you just thought there's got to be something better, or what was your process on that?
Well, he was a year old when he, they don't know how he showed up at the shelter. Somebody took him out there and dumped him because the Against All Odds Animal Rescue is way out in the country on acreage. And so he just showed up one day and they scanned him for a microchip. He didn't have anything. He didn't have any tags or anything. So they couldn't find his family, so they took him to adoption events. And they took him for a year to adoption events, and nobody adopted him.
Black dog. Black dog.
Over 12 million are euthanized in this country annually, in this country. So, but Deb Dog Lady Allen, who runs that rescue, she makes a commitment to every animal she takes in that they have a home for life if she can't adopt them.
Wow.
So he was there 3 years.
Would she adopt Mark?
Maybe. If he helps her out with the...
I'm potty trained.
Are you potty trained?
I am.
But are you
house-trained? No. that's not accurate at all.
But anyway, so Simon, he was very fragile. By the time, and there are three long essays in the book. The book is more than a cookbook. It's a manual. It's a how-to. It's our story. It's a love story. I'm going to get choked up here. It's our love story. And he was so fragile emotionally. that, and his coat was dull.
You think somebody beat him, abused him, or what?
Well, he was very skittish when he first arrived, and the vets determined he was probably about a year old, and then he was there 3 years before I showed up.
So he's 4 year old when you
so
retired.
He was four, and then my vet said, you know, you're probably not going to have this dog 4 years, five, six at the outset. We're going on 12 years.
Wow. That's crazy.
And, yes, he was eating regular kibble in the beginning. And I cook everything fresh. And, you know, dog food is, if we ate a processed product like that every single day of our life.
Which we do.
We probably wouldn't be very healthy either.
I think we do. Yeah. Eat processed, too much processed.
Of course, we've been sitting here eating donuts.
Yeah, sitting here eating donuts.
But anyway, so I gradually just started transitioning him. And I started with oatmeal, and then carrots and celery. Broccoli is his favorite vegetable.
Wow. Would never guess that.
And
so Stobin's.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, so it was gradual, and I think within a year, I had him transitioned completely off of commercially produced dog food.
Did you see a difference very quickly after you started introducing human food? Did you see a difference in him very quick?
Absolutely. And his coat,
I saw him. He looks like a $1 million. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, usually dogs of that age, he shouldn't even be alive.
Yeah. Shouldn't have his teeth, for one thing.
And he's got gorgeous teeth.
Yeah.
And the last time I had him to the vet, matter of fact, he's going again for his annual check Tuesday. But it was a new veterinarian at where we go. And she said, wow, how often do you have his teeth taken care of? Because they're unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've never had his teeth done. Mm-hmm. I said, it's what he eats. All that plaque and build up on dog's teeth, I absolutely believe is from the commercially produced dog foods. So, you know, I it's not that I want to take on the dog food companies, because that was not my aim. My aim was to tell our story, and that anybody can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do it.
Well, I think you could come out with your own dog food.
We could.
Yeah, it's a step or something else. But
even those fresh dog foods, and I have to tell you, I've looked into them, the ones that are the wet dog foods and whatnot. They're expensive.
They're a terrible price. Dog ain't worth it.
people would disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't.
But
totally
anyway, would. but it's our story.
Yeah.
And it's a good one. And I just think everybody is capable of feeding their best friend in fresher and healthier ways.
But you saw more than just an appearance difference change in the dog.
Oh, absolutely.
His energy level.
He is lightning fast. He can. When I'm playing rope with him, because he is a gladiator at playing rope. And so we've got one of those big ropes that's kind of long with the several knots in it. And he can jump this high to get the rope.
3 feet?
He can jump. Yeah, he can. It's crazy.
But it wasn't like that when you got him.
No.
He didn't have that kind of energy.
He was skittish and afraid, and his head hung real low, and his coat was dull, and he just was hopeless.
We got listeners there. I got dogs that are 7, 8 years old. You mm-hmm. know, the day's coming.
Yeah,
I went through it. You know, do you think they could revive this dog a little bit?
You know, Simon didn't start till he was four, and on this journey, and I think anybody can do this, and I think what can go wrong?
Yeah.
What can go wrong if you're feeding them fresh human grade food?
Yeah.
And I feed him a lot of salmon. I only do wild salmon because you fellas probably know this, but they color commercially raised salmon, or they feed dyes to the fish while they're raising them, which turns them, so it's all still artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas wild salmon acquire their color in the wild.
Yeah.
Naturally. And so, and then beef kidney, beef liver, beef heart, beef tongue. I mean, he eats all of that.
I'll be darned. Interesting.
And the turnaround has been so dramatic that
dramatic.
Even even now, when you take Simon to the vet, they don't believe how old he is.
No. Well, this vet, they know how old he is, but he's like the poster child. He's the poster dog for what is possible.
So and at 15, they thought he was how old?
Three or four.
Isn't that unreal?
That's unbelievable. You weren't here that day.
No.
And I'll tell you what, he stole the show, and he was just laying on the floor. You know? I mean, he was just hanging out with us. You know? But he's a good-looking dog, and he shines up, looks good. His teeth look good. You can just tell. You know, he's healthy.
Well,
spark on his eye.
And you can tell from his picture on the cover of the book, he's got some gray right here on his right around his mouth on his muzzle. But he has no gray anywhere else. And he is so fast. He would rather play and run in the yard than almost anything else.
And twice as many years as the vet thought that he would live. And he's still acting like
that.
And
he's still so youthful.
And I would think the dogs that have arthritis problems. You know, I've always heard don't feed dogs human food.
You know who's talking?
Dog food people.
The dog food companies are telling you don't feed them.
Right.
And the other thing is, veterinary schools are highly funded by the dog food companies.
So there you go.
And so they're not getting that education. They're not getting anywhere near this kind of education about feeding them real food.
You know, we got so many listeners that have bird dogs.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, you go to Western Kansas, you hunt your dog to noon, he's pretty well done. You know, and especially if it's a little bit of heat out, you know, why don't you start transposing over these hunting dogs into a different variety of food?
I think it would just benefit the dog.
I think it would.
Yeah,
I've
got a brother-in-law that's got a golden lab, and it's not in good shape. And he's fed it. Unfortunately, he feeds it human food, but he feeds it junk and too much of it. So it's obese, but it's got all kinds of joint pain right now.
Sure.
I mean, just can't get up and down stairs anymore.
Yeah. Well, salmon is really good for those kind of conditions. You can give them a fish oil supplement, but why not just give them the fresh fish?
Fresh deal. Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to eat it first.
Knowing you. Thank you. Simon would like this pickled fish.
He would probably love it, but he can't have it because they can't have anything in the onion family.
So if you took the onion out of it and fed it to him.
If you're pickling spice, I mean, you have to be careful. And there's a whole section in the book about herbs and spices, what they can have, and why it's good for them. There's a lengthy explanation for all the herbs and spices that they can have.
Take a lot of research to put this book together?
Oh, it was like going to college.
Yeah, I'll bet it was
like going to college. It was very intense. I was spending 10, 12 hours a day just doing research.
I would assume that the vets are trained and schooled maybe different than what you're talking about. I bet they don't. I don't know if they would recommend this or not. I don't know. You know, you'd have to reschool a vet, I think.
Well, I was at my vet's office just a few days ago and was talking with them about the book. And she said she's going to give my card to every one of her clients that come in that are interested in this. So that they can go to the website and acquire the book. She said it's extraordinary.
Now, where can they get this book right now?
They can buy it on Amazon, Dining with the Dogma, DOGMA, or they can order it. Now, if you order from Amazon, it's probably going to take about 4 weeks to get. If you order it from my website, which is diningwithdog-ma.com, then I ship twice a week.
So
and it'll be autographed.
Autographed. That's worth something.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Would you want Kelly's autograph, too, while he's here? Kelly Kirk?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, he's famous.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's the best turkey hunter in America.
I'm just thumbing through this right now.
Yeah.
Looking at treats. I mean, these look good. The carob brownies.
Yeah, and dogs can have carob
brownies.
Carob.
Oh, sure.
Carob is often used as a substitute for cocoa because dogs can't have any kind of cocoa or chocolate.
Well, it looks like it's chocolate.
I know, but it's carob.
Is that powdered sugar on it?
Yeah, a little powdered sugar.
Good gosh. I mean.
And I took all these pictures. I baked all of those things Simon ate.
Carob blondies. That looks like a chocolate chip kind of kind of looks like cornbread in a way, but.
But it's like a brownie, but without the the carob in it, and then I used carob chips. Then that's a chia pudding.
Chia seed pudding. I bet he loves that.
He woofs it. He absolutely
Hell, if
it.
He don't eat it, I will.
No kidding. I mean, and look at this. Coconut and beet cookies. These look delicious.
They are so good. You wouldn't even think that was beets in there.
Cool pumpkin peanut butter ice cream. Oh, I bet he likes that, too.
He loves that.
Well,
I make that up, and then I scoop it into portions and then just put them in a Ziploc bag so I can just grab one out.
Are you feeding him once a day, twice a day, three times a day? What are you doing?
He eats twice a day.
Twice a day.
In the morning, he eats almost always. He has oatmeal with chia and flax. He has fruit and non-fat Greek yogurt. That's breakfast.
That's his breakfast, huh?
That's breakfast. And then at dinner, for example, last night, his dinner was beef kidney, bone broth, and then there were 8 different kinds of vegetables in his dinner. And then quinoa, which has the 9 amino acids that dogs need and they can't produce on their own.
Wow. That might be the key to this, huh?
It's it's all nutrition.
Yeah, it is.
And it's real and it's fresh.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing great with him. This book has got to be a take off. It's really ought to. Too many dog lovers in America.
Absolutely.
And this book should take off. And again, you're going to have this signing somewhere?
The book signing is 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 24th. The VIP tickets are available on my website, and 100% of the money that's raised from the VIP tickets goes to the Against All Odds Animal Rescue in Hamilton, Missouri.
Yeah.
And then the regular book signing starts at 3. It's being hosted by the Uptown Theater, and I was their executive chef for 5 years.
Wow.
So I called Boomer. He's the GM, Fred Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Boomer.
Boomer.
And I said, dude, I want to have a book signing. He goes, when?
Wow, cool.
So, and we have it.
There's pictures of everything. Every recipe has a picture that goes with it, so you can see what it looks like. These are mouthwatering. I mean, this is people food, but it's for dogs.
But you can eat it.
Absolutely.
You can eat it. Your dog can eat it.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Really cool. Dining with Dogma, Chef Amber DiGiovanni. Is that right?
That's perfect.
Oh, DiGiovanni.
DiGiovanni.
Yeah, I got my get fingers
hold the
up in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tobin, I think I'm going to have a little talk to you out in the hall when it's over. I think you've gone to the dark side. What the hell?
Show's gone to the dog.
Man, I tell you what, I'm that's a good-looking cover. That's a good-looking book. Hardback, you know.
I love books. And everybody said, well, why didn't you just do it in a paperback? I said, because I love books. And all of my books, this is my third book, and they're all hardback.
Just your third book?
Yeah.
On what? I mean,
the first two were regular cookbooks. The first is called A Passion for Food. They're also available on my website. A Passion for Food. It's half Italian, half American cuisine. And then the second book is called Midwestern Soul Food. It's all those great dishes we grew up eating in the Midwest, except stepped up a notch.
I saw a chef on a cruise line, the money that they paid him. I had a little bit of a heart flutter. The head chef on a cruise line makes some real serious money. It's amazing, the culinary stuff. It was just, I read part of it. Entertaining. Unbelievable.
One more time. Which website?
DiningWithDOG-MA.com.
You're a wonderful human.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
If you do any other books, you're sure welcome back here.
Well, I'll come back anytime you want to have me.
We'll do that some more.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm going to the open.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Good luck with
on the way up the street here, so we're going to be
open
up
season.
There in just a few minutes. So
open season.
Love to see you all over. I'm on stage at noon. If you guys want to come by, we'll talk ducks.
Yeah.
If I ain't hunting them, I like talking about them.
Absolutely.
I love eating duck, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love duck.
It's good.
Love it.
I'm amazed. I mean, people say it tastes like liver. Yeah, it does. Well, what do you want it to taste like?
It's duck.
Yeah. Tell you what, that wraps it up for this edition of the Midwest Outdoors. We got to go for this week. The next time we see you, I hope we see you in a great outdoor.
So long, everybody.